It's time for another episode of Rainmaker for Contractors. Interviews and success stories with million-dollar-plus basement waterproofing and foundation repair owners. Discover how they market and grow their companies in today's economy. Hear directly from the most successful leaders in your industry. With your host and Rainmaker for Contractors owner, Bill Crawford.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rainmaker for Contractors podcast. Hey, today I'm super excited. I have this gentleman named Brian Torba, brand new company. We were at the Basement Health Association Atlantic City, New Jersey conference just last week. We're talking September 2022. I got to tell you, Brian had the best giveaways ever. His table had lines to get his stuff. He was giving out a cooler. It looked like a gym bag, but it's like a portable cooler. But anyway, Brian, welcome to the show. Really excited to have you here.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. When I heard about your new service, I got super excited because when I owned my basement waterproofing company, we covered 250 cities and we had to pull a permit for every city, almost every city, not all of them. And boy, what a mess that is. And your new service really feeds into this. So I think our audience is going to really want to hear about it. Can you summarize it up in a nutshell and then I'll kind of pick apart and ask you a bunch of questions?
Yeah. What it boils down to is we will get the permits for your job so that you can focus on what you need to do. That's how we got our start. That's how we got the idea. And that's what we're growing to do. As a waterproofer, as a contractor, the last thing you want to do is spend time chasing after a township, going through paperwork, fighting with inspectors. You want to focus on your job, on your sales, on growing your company. So we kind of take that away and we'll get our information from you and we'll take care of all the paperwork to get you your permits.
So it doesn't matter what city or state a contractor is working in, and you specialize with basement waterproofing, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's really intriguing because it's really helpful to know the ins and outs of every city. We used to keep track in those difficult cities. We used to keep track of, you know, the stickler behind the counter that wanted to act like Barney Fife. And, oh, they go to lunch at 11:30. Let's, you know, send someone at 12 to get a permit because we're going to get someone else there. So, boy, how on earth do you manage all these different cities and all these different states?
Well, you know, you really hit on what our strength is. And as a contractor, when you call the township and introduce yourself as a contractor, you can almost hear the eye roll over the phone. Like, you know, they're like, oh, great, I'm going to deal with this person. They're going to argue with me. They're going to tell me I'm wrong. When we talk to townships, we're not the contractor. We're on both sides. So we've dealt with the contractors. We know, yeah, contractors can be difficult sometimes, but townships can be difficult too. And we get to play that intermediary and help and say like, hey, we're not here to fight you. We're experts at doing this paperwork. We know what we're talking about. Let us help you. With our background specifically in waterproofing, we can talk to the inspector and say like, hey, you know, I understand why you're asking for this. Here's things, here's some other thoughts, here's some other avenues so that we can get those permits done smoothly. And to your point, we've built those relationships with these townships. So we're calling them regularly saying, hey, what's the status of this? How can we help you do this faster so that we can move on and do the next thing? Nice. So really what it is just a lot of relationship building.
Nice. That's a lot of relationships. Hey, I'd love to hear more about your background in basement waterproofing. Like, how did this business come about?
Yeah. So the business right now is me and my wife. My wife does all of the permits, all of the paperwork. She had been doing permits for Worthington Waterproofing for 4 years until about January when we decided that this was a great business. This is a service that a lot of companies could use. In that time, I was also a basement health inspector for Worthington. So I know all about how the systems work, how the waterproofing systems work, how the egress systems work, how the Bilco door replacements work from the contractor angle, training with them to the sales side. So really together, we really have an idea of how all of these systems work. So when we talk to the townships, we're not just reading from a contract and telling somebody who's reading from a spec sheet. We actually know intrinsically how these systems work, what the intention is, so that we can look at these sheets and explain them to the townships and say, this is the goal. This is what we're trying to do.
Wow. So that's pretty cool. So, you know, everyone listening that knows anything about permits, we all know some cities don't require them. A lot of cities do today, kind of depends where you live. And then there's other cities that are just really difficult to work with. And you deal with all different ones.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's awesome. That is great service. So, boy, for the bigger or smaller company, it seems like a great service where it's something that can be offloaded. You come alongside a company, a waterproofing contractor, and you basically just take care of the permits. You're safe to assume you're easy to contact. There's updates, maybe. I don't know if there's like a dashboard or something, but I guess let me start with onboarding. What would it look like? Let's see, a company kind of signs up with you. First of all, are there contracts involved? Is it month to month? Is it permit to permit?
So we do a per permit basis. And the reason that we do that is it gives the company, so our customers, flexibility. You can use us all the time. We can be your main permit acquisition source. You can use us for difficult cities that you don't want to deal with. You can use us if your permit person goes on vacation and now you have this backlog of permits, whatever it is, whatever your need is. If you have multiple locations, maybe you want us to focus on one location until you get it up and running. Whatever it is, we can be flexible. Honestly, that subscription base that everything's going to, I hate it. We hate it. And I think this is a model that works and can grow. So that's how we model things is per permit. We'll send along the township fee along with our service fee on top, and we invoice that way.
Okay. So it's kind of a pay-as-you-go, whatever you use, you pay for. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like the example, you know, someone goes on vacation, there's no one's falling through the cracks or anything like that. That's awesome. All right. So let's say, let me get into cost. What does it cost per permit?
So our standard fee is $250 per permit. Most major cities are $350 a permit. And the idea here is if you take your run-of-the-mill town, it's going to take X amount of work, but then someplace like Philadelphia is going to be 5X. It's just significantly more work. There's more things to do. So we add a little bit more there for the extra effort.
Got it. Yep. So most of, you know, our contractors are around a major city. So it's probably just that one big city where you're charging more, but all the other ones around there are going to be $250.
Exactly. So the major city itself will be the higher charge, but all the suburbs, everywhere outside of that will be the standard charge.
Got it. Okay. And then what does it look like? I mean, do you have like an onboarding call where you ask a bunch of questions and send over a contract or something?
Yeah. So our onboarding is fairly straightforward and simple. We need some things from you in order to get going. One is we need to know and have all of your spec sheets. So when we submit for a permit, we need to attach your spec sheets for whatever sump pumps you're using, whatever egress wells you're using, windows, Bilco doors, things like that. So being able to attach all of those spec sheets to the contracts when we send them to the townships really eases things along. We also want to get the contact information for your insurance companies so we can get those certificates of insurance for you and send them. So we don't even have to bother you with that. Nice. And also your contact for your engineer. So some egress windows, some townships require an engineer structural drawing. That way we can go directly to the engineer. We can copy you for informative purposes, but we don't need to go through you. We don't need to put a middleman on your side. And then one of the last things we need is a point of contact. Usually that's the production manager. And that's the person that we work with and we say, hey, this is what's going on with this township. This is what they're looking for. A really good example of why we connect with them. If we take Worthington and look at some examples from them, lately we've been seeing that a lot of waterproofing jobs require a permit for the sump pump because they're looking for a GFI outlet. So there we can talk to the production manager and say, hey, this is what we're seeing a lot. These are the trends we're seeing. You can get out ahead of it. You can talk to your sales guys. You can talk to whoever. You can talk to your crews. Make sure that you're aware of this before you sell the job so that you know that those things are coming.
Nice. That's awesome. All right. And are there other services that you offer that are in relation to this?
Yes. One of the I would say more helpful services that I have not heard of any of the competitors doing is that when you have a job, you don't know if it requires a permit or not. And we will do that. If you send us your contract, we will check the township, check if they need any sort of permit. When we do that first contact, we actually build our internal database. So we check to see if they need internal, external, egress, all the different kind of permits that we may run into. And so we build that database. And then what we do is you send us a contract for $5 a contract. We'll check and make sure that we do or do not need a permit. And we'll let you know if we need a permit and you want us to do it, we'll go ahead with the acquisition from there.
Nice. Nice. I know it's going to vary from city to city, but in general, how long does it take to get a permit in the contractor's hands?
So that it's, we struggle with the term expediting because you see a lot of people out there are permit expediters. We do the paperwork quickly. We will get it to the township within a matter of a few days. The townships generally say 15 to 30 days. Normally it doesn't take that long. We keep on top of them. We call regularly and say, hey, what's the status? What is this? What questions do you need? Because this is our main focus, we are more available. So that's one of the things that contractors don't want to do. They don't want to call the township in the morning to get a voicemail, call again later at lunch to get another voicemail, call at the end of the day to finally get a hold of somebody, say, oh, we'll deal with that tomorrow. So we call throughout the day to make sure that we have all of their questions answered and move things along. Nice. So we normally say that it takes about 4 weeks, but that really is, for us, it takes only a few days to get it to the township. And then the township is, it really depends on the size of the township.
Well, that information about your company is super helpful, really awesome. I'm excited about the service that you're providing. I think it definitely is a niche. I don't know any other company in the United States that's servicing, you know, primarily basement waterproofing contractors. So that's really cool. Hey, I'm curious how the Basement Health Association conference went for you last week.
You know, it was our first conference. I was a little nervous going there. You know, making sure that we had the right giveaways, we had the right, you know, label, had the right banners. We went there and I just met an incredible group of people. I met salesmen to owners to foremen. Everybody's really interested in learning more about basement waterproofing. And while they were there, a lot of people stopped by and said, what is this service? Like, what do you do? I overheard people as I was just walking past complaining, like, I love this job, but I hate dealing with townships or I hate dealing with permits. And I couldn't believe that things like this were happening. And I was like, this is wonderful. Like, I'm so glad that our service is here. I'm so glad that we're here at this event. Talking to people from Connecticut, New York, down to Georgia, just finding out that the service that we're really launching and getting started is needed. And everybody at the BHA event, a lot of them know each other. And so it's really fun to see different owners of waterproofing companies in different areas and talking to them about their struggles and their challenges. And a lot of them end up being similar. And it's like, hey, yeah, I have these same challenges with townships and permits. And, you know, it's just me and my sales rep and we don't have time to be calling this. Or it's, hey, I have a whole team that I have to manage. I don't have time to be dealing with this. So it was really great learning for us and saying like, hey, like this service is really, really needed. And just getting to connect with these people.
Yeah, that's awesome. I thought it was, you know, one of the better conferences that I've been to with the Basement Health Association. So that's great. And you did a heck of a job. Your giveaway was awesome. Your table was awesome. A lot of people stopped by. So nice job. You're off to a great start. Hey, Brian, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about your service, how do they do that?
I would invite them to please give me a call directly. I will answer any questions that you have, talk you through any opportunities that we might have. My number is 843-321-9511. You can also reach me by email. It's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at permitacquisitions.com.
Sweet. 843-321-9511. That's awesome. Sir. Brian, thanks so much for being a guest on Rainmaker for Contractors podcast. You did awesome. I'm excited about your service. I'd say, man, go get them.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate you having me.
You bet.
You've been listening to the Rainmaker for Contractors podcast, where basement waterproofing and foundation repair business owners and industry experts share marketing and sales information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and get all of our show notes at rainmakerforcontractors.com/podcast.